Gasoline production then that way turns into an important issue. It turns to be such an important issue, that important, and they capitalize on that so much to the effect, to the point that where they threaten the nation. The sale of gasoline turns into an important issue, so important that by boycotting that, they make threats against world nations, and they assume that that way they can impose their policies through controlling the sale of gasoline. The breaking of this devilish or satanic domination, in which there is humiliation of the world people, checking their growth and checking their scientific growth and crushing the people's determination, this is all what's the result. Breaking of such a barrier is a Herculean task. Breaking this means opening up the way for salvaging the whole of mankind. As a matter of fact, that means cutting off the chains that they have actually tied up to the progress of world nations in order to stop them. Because their mindset is still that of the past. They don't have, they can't realize that the world has changed. In the face of the Iranian people, too, they have committed a big mistake. They have forgotten the past and the history and record of the Iranian people, and also the revival of the identity of the Iranian nation. If they had opened up their eyes a bit wider, and if they had seen the facts on the ground correctly, they would have not made this decision. Now, we gave them a warning. We said that we wish them to actually put a ban on gasoline. I have a memory of this. But last year, we went to New York. Before our departure, our Atomic Energy Organization has informed the Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, about our Fordo power plant. Based on the mutual agreement that we have with the IAEA, any nuclear installations that we try to set up 6 months prior to injecting material and uranium enrichment, we are supposed to inform them. We informed them 1 year earlier. Then they got to, through spying or other means, they got to realize that we have some installations here. And in my trip to New York, they were about to all of a sudden announce that they have made such a discovery and that Iran is putting things under the carpet to try to wage a psychological war and put pressures and follow those objectives that they have. But because we had already informed the IAEA, so we didn't do anything wrong. We just even informed them 1 year earlier instead of 6 months. We were informed that they want to, they were planning to do such a thing and try to make this sedition. We were happy at the bottom of our heart. And we're waiting for them to do this. The morning when they held a meeting, there were two presidents, one prime minister, and other officials. They wanted to say that they have found this great discovery of theirs. They wanted to, you know, announce to the world war at 10 or 11 in the morning. They had this meeting, and 8 o'clock, their media were also intervening with us, and they knew what was about to happen. And they said that the U.S. president is going to do something big time. They want to do this and that. They want to pull the curtains from Iran's secretive and clandestine operations. And we're just smiling to ourselves. And we're waiting for this. And they didn't realize the fact what we were waiting for. 10 o'clock in the morning, they play their own game and scenario. And 2 in the afternoon, we show them the documents that this has been nothing secret. And we had already informed the IAEA 1 year earlier. The same thing is the case when it comes to gasoline. They still don't know of, they're not well informed of Iranian's capabilities. They think that this is 50 years ago. They think this is 66 or 70 years ago when the oil was nationalized in Iran, when they plundered our oil and they didn't pay us one single cent, the equivalent to 1 cent in English money. They also took this as part of the pains that they took and the efforts that they had. And for certain reasons, the people at that time who did not were not cognizant of what was happening to them. Unpopular forces were not ruling the government. And they still think that this is Iran. 60-70 years ago. We're thankful to God for what has happened. This has been a great thing, both in the oil industry and also at the global level. In the oil industry, one more time, the great capability of our experts and our enthusiastic people and the high flexibility of this, let's call it mega oil industry, was put to display. Well, after all of us realize the factory has been working for 10, 15, 20 years, the pipelines, the connections, the production, this everything has been on stream, the raw material has been coming in, the output has been going, there is this network going on. The connections are all there. Hundreds of chains get connected to one another so that this work gets started, and changing all this, substituting it or replacing it, the production line, and maintaining other productions, maintaining your export, this is something highly valuable. I would like to thank you all, the respected oil minister and his deputies, the CEOs of affiliated companies, refineries, all people involved. I think certain elements helped us do this. And to construct the country, we need these. And we need to maintain our solidarity to the end. The first element is our faith. Belief that the victory is ours and that final victory belongs to us. Thankfully, in the thoughts and minds of our oil industry, this has been already institutionalized. The role that our oil industrialists played in the victory of the Islamic Revolution in maintaining the oil industry during the Iraq and Bosnia War and after the war and the great success that they have pulled off. The first thing is faith and belief. And then comes knowledge and know-how. Your expertise and technical skills in the oil industry is something that need to be praised. It needs you to be an expert to be able to change all these production lines and replace them all with minimal investment to get what you want and reach your desired goal. The third element is perseverance and your resolution, actually. You can do many things. You may have the know-how, but because it's a difficult job, it's tough, you need to skip sleeping, go uphill. So you might put it aside and forget all about it because of the difficulty. Some people know that something is feasible, but because they look at, because it changed their status quo, they decide against it. We've seen people won't even change their rooms. It's hard for them if they want to see a simple change in their room, like their desk. It looks that's the end of the world to them. If they just want to evacuate a building, then it looks as if it's such a great change. If they want to erect a wall, then they will sit down and think how a difficult task that might be. But this is your strong resolution and determination that decides and does something drastic and big. Next element is bravery in decision making. You might have faith and know-how and the determination, the willpower, but in the face of new events or great decisions, they take precautions and they keep to be conservative. They do their routine work, they work hard day and night, but still they're not brave enough to take risks and start new eras. In our oil industry, we have faith, we have the knowledge, we have still a resolve and the bravery to take risks and venture new project, or else that well 24 that would not be put off for that time. Or these great installations, oil installations, maybe 50 times they needed to be put out of service and have no use, but maybe during the war or after that. This is the bravery that you had, and you said that we want to use our own resources. This is the historical decision that you made. If one oil project can take years, and you could wait with our hands begging in front of aliens to get some loan to embark on implementing our projects. How many projects do you have underway now? Looks like you're using 30, 40, let's say, billion dollars of projects. No, it's easy to say that you're able to use 40 billion dollars
worth of projects. What you're listening to is Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad addressing those in the oil industry. He has gotten together with a lot of the officials and experts who are responsible for making Iran self-sufficient in gasoline production. Mr. Ahmadinejad has gone to thank the experts for their accomplishment, which she called extremely significant, not only for Iran, but for the world. He said that the West still thinks that it's like 60 years ago and that they can impose its views on Iran. Of course, responding, this is regarding the four rounds of sanctions that the UN has on Iran. And he says that though Iran did not do anything wrong to begin with and abided totally by the IAEA rules, others have used their propaganda machines, as he called it, for in order to use the media to do sort of a psychological warfare on the world. He said, however, times are different, that Iran is not the Iran of 60 years ago when the country's resources were plundered, and that he wanted to thank the individuals, the experts in the industry who have attributed to this significant accomplishment. Again, that was Iran's President Ahmadinejad meeting with those in the oil industry who has helped to make Iran self-sufficient in gasoline production. So that is a look at the latest here from Tehran, and we'll be back in about a minute with the news in brief. Thanks so much for being